home of pussyfoot.com, Matt Dillmore.
Matt Alsberg. You didn't cue me.
Happy holidays.
I need a cue.
Happy holidays, Maddie. It's December 2010. You're listening to Pussyfoot. And Matt, it really has been a banner year, 2010, drawing to a close. Let's take a minute before we get into what exactly the holiday show entails to remember some of the places and some of the faces that we've seen this past
highlights year. Highlights of 2010.
Of course, fellow Pittsburgher, greatest wrestler that ever lived, Mr. Bruno Sammartino.
Which was big for me.
Huge. We tried to get him for many months.
Yeah.
Finally, boop, ticked it
checked.
Off. Yeah. Mr. Imagination, of course, we went down to Hotlanta, got some hoggaritas in us.
Yes, we did. And got him out of us.
And got him out of us, coincidentally. We apologize to Hottie Hog's patio. At least I do. For the mess that I made. But Mr. Imagination, a.k.a. Gregory Warmack, was on the show. I made a trip, a little pop-in. Again, down south.
Alma, Arkansas.
Yes.
Home of Popeye and Spinach.
Popeye and Spinach.
Yeah. Not the band Spinach.
No. Shouts out to Giorgio Moroder. Ghostbusters headquarters downtown right here in Los Angeles. We, of course...
Believe that.
Yeah. We, of course, also checked in with cult figures like Charlie Huff, Knuckleballer, and Kitten Natividad.
Speaking of Christmas.
Ooh. Of course, Oron Z with the Black Wax and Facts Museum. Another museum, the Miles B. Carpenter Museum, I checked out in Virginia. Reiki Fur Babies getting their Reiki on. Philip Reese.
Reese's Pieces.
Shouts out to Phil Reese. Let's keep Survivors on the air, BBC. You hear that?
Season three.
Please, let's get it. Sign that online petition. And of course, I would have to say, Matt, that the highlight of my year was, of course, the Pussyfoot 2-year anniversary soiree. It was three-pronged, really. We had the actual soiree itself, which was great. We gave away a bunch of amazing door prizes, had some great music.
Did not serve food.
We kind of served food. Some quesadillas, some bar food, some chips and, you know, guac. That was the first prong. Of course, the second prong, the t-shirt designed by Mr. David G. Boggs, limited edition. And the third prong, we had Jim Raglan, a gracious model, a friend of the show, show us what it's like to work the runway of Downey, California. So it's been a jam-packed, quality, fun-filled year for Pussyfoot in 2010. As we mentioned, it draws to a close. Matt, what's on the show for this month? We've got Eddie Rowles up first.
And Eddie is... We're tapping into his vacation to Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yeah.
The Red Stick.
Exactly.
And he's answering three questions. Via telephone.
Of course, Shelley's on hand. She's got an obit this month. And to say up, up, and away in her beautiful balloon is kind of an understatement. What's Shelley have in store?
Well, Shelley's got an obit. And it is about a poor soul who met an untimely end with a partner.
You're not talking about Brian Potvin, Belusionist.
No. Please. He is still alive and kicking.
Ooh.
Another shout out to Downey, California.
Ooh. Shouts out to Brian Potvin.
Yeah.
And Blake Everett, Blake at the movies, you know him, you love him. He reviews a film this month. It's called...
I Love You, Philip Morris.
Philip Morris. Based on a true story, Jim Carrey, Ewan McGregor, gay con men outlaws imprisoned. What does Blake do, though? He doesn't just give it to us, no pun intended, straight.
Well, as everybody knows, it's December.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's December, Blake takes the mothballs off the old larynx.
Yes.
And decides he is going to grace your laptop or other computer speaker setup with his beautiful voice.
Some are doing earphones.
Oh, yeah.
That's where your production's coming into play.
Your earbuds.
Big time.
That's right.
But it's not just Blake this time.
There's a special.
Let's not give it away. It's an ensemble.
Let's just say, if you hear the pitter-pattering of little feet, Blake's got backup with him.
Or perhaps the rattle of a rattlesnake's innards. Of course, our main guest this month, you saw it on the flyer, listeners, the world's greatest puppeteer of all time.
Number one. Has a hype man.
He does have a hype man. Bob Baker. We visit the Bob Baker... appropriately named Bob Baker Marionette Theater in downtown Los Angeles.
That's just how a swag.
He's putting on the Nutcracker. It's a weird version of the Nutcracker.
Don't think of it as your mom's Nutcracker.
Nope.
It's the New Deal Nutcracker.
It is. You have a chance to check that out. It runs through the 15th of January. So Bob Baker's on the show. Before we get to any of that, Matt, the song of the year, it's, you know, it's become a new tradition. This year, let's be honest, not a great year for music.
As was last year and kind of the year before that.
Getting shittier and shittier. Yeah. And shittier. Well, I tell you, 2008 at least saw the release of a Cameron album.
That's
so
true.
Kind of rises above 09 and 10 just on that alone. But this year, who do we have?
This year we have ex Lungfish
yes.
frontman,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Daniel Higgs.
He's an artist. He's a kind of a...
multifaceted.
A yodeler.
Yeah.
Likes to do the banjo. This record, it's called Say God, and you were saying it for like kind of a post-hardcore dude. A, it doesn't sound like that.
No, no, no.
And B, what's the record kind of remind you of?
It kind of looks like some, maybe like an Impulse or Black Jazz kind of record cover.
Yeah.
Very minimal. Just
yes.
a photo of some weird Egyptian...
Yeah, it's almost like an Easter Island
glyph.
Head. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Dig the cover. Dig the song. It's called Hoofprints on the Ceiling of Your Mind.
Oh.
And brace yourselves, fans.
Acid flashback.
Not one, not two, 12 and a half minutes long. We chose this. Why, Maddie?
Well, you know, I think we've spoken many times as we've been picking songs for the show. We're just kind of tired of every, you know, if you're just doing like your 3.5 minute Beach Boys tribute song,
yep.
don't send it to us. We
yep.
don't care.
No.
So, you know, Daniel Higgs... We doff our caps to you, sir.
He went for it.
For going for 12 minutes. And we want to tell, right now, if you're some kids in high school and you're getting your band together and you're getting that like into minute 5 of your jam and you're thinking, oh, we got to, you know, drum fill, take it too close. Pussyfoot says, green light, keep going.
Take a page from the Higgs book.
Yeah.
Occasional Bible verses.
Yeah.
Banjo. 12-minute jams.
Yeah. If you just want to groan
that's
for
where,
a couple
that's
minutes.
That's where 2011's heading.
Yeah. We hope.
Would like to think.
Yeah.
Again, Daniel Higgs, Hoofprints on the Ceiling of Your Mind from the Say God album, the Pussyfoot Song of the Year for 2010.
Holy Bible time. Hoofprints. Holy Bible time. Hoofprints on the ceiling. Holy Bible time, that Holy Bible, Holy Bible time, holy. Hoof prints on the ceiling of your mind, that Holy Bible, Holy Bible time, holy. Hoof prints on the ceiling of your mind, that Holy Bible. Oh, Holy Bible time, holy. Hoof prints on the ceiling of your mind, yeah. Hoof prints on the ceiling of your mind, yeah, yeah. Hoof prints on the ceiling. Of your mind. This is a song about hoof prints on the ceiling of your mind. It goes like this. I've been making a big deal about it everywhere I go. I feel like a pitch salesman, they call it. Somebody comes and knocks on your door and then tells you all the reasons why you want to buy this thing they've got in their briefcase, you know. Anyway, we'll skip the pitch and I will unveil the product. You can have a look, you can inspect it to your own satisfaction. Inspect this song to see if it lives up to your own standards of song quality. Because I know your standards are high. It goes like this. The sickle are severing. The sunrise you are reaping. Tyranny begins at conception, and that's all right. Hey, I call you brother in this song. My spirit sits there, and paradise is very near to nowhere in particular. Oh, snowflake, how on earth did you find me? Oh, I've been hiding out inside this human body. The deluge marks the conflagration, playfully, just like a hoofprint on the ceiling of your mind. Holy spirits embrace to coagulate and dissolve. Yeah. And if you've got an ear to hear, then listen to what I say. I say hoof prints on the ceiling of your mind. Yeah. That's right. I say hoof prints on the ceiling of your mind. I was speaking with the President of the United States of America just the other day. And if he had been present, this is what he would have heard me say. I said, hoof prints on the ceiling of your mind. Hoof prints on the ceiling of your mind. Yeah. Hoof prints on the ceiling of your mind. While I had him on the line, I added this. I went on further to say, to receive a song that's mystic design science, everybody knows, well, those hoof prints on the ceiling of your mind. New bile fields of spring arching in the rain, and yet it is this very verse that proclaims, which is to say that orchestrates, the appearance of the rainbow. And oh, that rainbow. Oh, pretty rainbow, like unto an eyebrow. And oh, that eyebrow. That charming eyebrow. Like unto a stroke of the pen, inscribing the mark that is the standard of the chipboard upon our hearts, fervently rent, that they might mend. I worked really hard on this song, harder than usual. Though receiving a song requires a certain amount of servile toil, even drudgery, it seems at times. It's never without a very sweet joy. But nonetheless, this song, I gave it a lot more attention before I would share it. The song, I mean, it sounds corny, but the song became a way of life for me for a period of months. Just thinking all the time, hoofprints on the ceiling of your mind, 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 hoofprints. On the ceiling of your mind, hoofprints, over and over and over again. Hoofprints on the ceiling of your mind. I was greeting people on the street. Hoofprints on the ceiling of your mind. A couple responded back with the proper reply, and they said, "Hoofprints on the ceiling of your mind." I wondered, what manner of creature could have tracked such hoof prints on the ceiling of my mind? How long ago and where might they lead? Do I dare follow? Or do I dare erase them? They run parallel. They intersect and they diverge. Those microscopic hoofprints on the ceiling of your mind. And the sign that they trace at the perimeter of this incarnation, a sign to show the perimeter has been reached. Oh, and for what must follow? No verse should dare speak aloud, except to say a hoof prints on the ceiling of your mind. On and on. Well, that I think now it has begun. I enjoyed the beginning very much.